Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to review several new horror movies, but before we do all that good stuff, we do have a thank you to our new patron, Brandy, who we actually have a couple listeners named Brandy, but she is a new listener, and she is a professional Tank Girl cosplayer.
Hell so, yeah, that's awesome. Yes. Thanks, Brandy. So, Tank Girl, fucking awesome.
She does it better than Lori Petty. So yeah,
well, that's not hard.
Well, we don't have to shit on one to elevate the other.
Yeah, oh, that
but you know what though, Brandy is better. She's a patron.
I hope you get fucked in the mouth by a rabid weasel. Lori Petty is a goddess.
Okay, you know what, Dan? You can get the dick because you said to be good. Bugs, you handcuffs are off. Do whatever you want for that mane.
Emancipation.
Nope. This is the guy. For our listeners, Dan, right before this show, Dan's telling us all to be good tonight, and then he goes and says some shit like that.
Specifically me.
Well, yeah, it was specifically directed at Pugs, but yeah.
I wonder why.
And
nothing to do with race, Pugs.
Who said race? I just said I wonder why.
Well, that brought it up.
That's a guilty. Thank you, Kruger. That's fun, anyway, man. Thank you, Brandy. You're the shit.
You are, and the best Tank Girl. I was putting her over Lori Petty, so. Because
yes, I know, but we don't have to shit on.
Oh no! You just snapped on me. I'm gonna have
right in the mouth, Dad. Right in the mouth.
What is the beef with Lori Petty? She was awesome. She would have been better than Sandra Bullock in Demolition Man.
Was she up for that role?
She was. She actually.
They made the right choice.
I'm going to say that too. I love Lori Petty, but no, she can't be Huxley, whatever the fuck her name is. Anyway.
Why not? Charisma.
Because Sandra Bullock is better in that role.
But anyways, so yes, Brandy, we really appreciate it. I know you've been sharing links and all that good stuff. So thank you so much. And thank you to all our other patrons as well.
There we go.
I see a comment there. Whip Zen, Pugs, you're my dread brother, so we're all cool. That's right.
It put Pugs over, so I pulled it up. So.
Yes. I put everybody over, but if you talk shit on
wait. You just like had a spasm because you didn't even get that mad at me when I talked smack on Michelle Bauer or not Michelle Bauer, the one that.
When did you Brink Stevens?
That one.
I would wish worse upon you. No.
You just like okay.
No. Thought we were gonna get into some Veruza territory, but that's cool. Let's get into the fucking movies.
Nobody can deny that goddess. All right, so yes,
all right,
we are after we have our shoots on each other. We are talking movies tonight, so we'll hit it with the first one.
Oh, real quick, Whip's End is Brandy. So Brandy, fuck yeah.
Oh, what's up, Brandy? Awesome. I didn't know that.
I thought you guys figured that out.
I
was too busy being irritated by Mr. Dan.
All right, so our first one is a Shudder original from writer director Brandon Christensen, and it is Superhost. Where travel vloggers Teddy and Claire run a channel called Superhost, where they share their experiences in and around vacation homes, and until recently had become successful doing it. With dwindling subscribers, they find the perfect opportunity to create content that people want to see when they meet Rebecca, the host of their most recent trip. Slowly, they start to realize that something just isn't right about Rebecca, and as they investigate it further, they unlock a horrifying truth. She doesn't just want a great review. She wants something far, far worse. Kruger, what did you think of Superhost?
So, first off, I'll say soundtrack was actually pretty good on this. It added to the movie, you know, nothing groundbreaking, but definitely added something. The acting was actually pretty good all around too. As far as characters, the vlogging couple, I mean, they're pretty annoying and unlikable, but that was definitely on purpose, and the movie totally accomplishes, you know, what it set out to with that. I also liked Rebecca. You know, she just has something just, you know, like the description says, just a little bit off about her, and just kind of how unhinged she becomes towards the end of the movie, I thought was really awesome. I also dug Barbara Crampton's little small cameo in this. I actually liked her character and how she was, like, getting revenge on, you know, the reviewers for reviewing her like shit. Thought it was funny that she was stalking them. And she plays such a good Karen. So, like, you know, it was perfect for her. The movie actually has one of the better social media themed storylines I've seen recently. And, you know, as shit gets weirder and weirder with the, you know, the couple and the host, I enjoyed, like, these awkward moments that we got and how things just escalated, like, from literally 0 to 100 in the third act. And I also thought the way the movie ended was actually just really fucking strong. And the kills in this were actually respectively bloody, and there was one pretty brutal moment in there. There's maybe a little bit of CGI stuff, but nothing like too terrible. And I did actually really like those kills. So overall, this was actually way better than I expected. This was a decent little slasher, and I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel to this. Gracie Gillen, who played Rebecca, I think did a great job, and I really want to see her return to this character because I thought she did a fucking awesome job. Brandon Christensen too. Like I saw his movie Z that he came out with on Shudder a little bit while back, and yeah. I didn't like it at all. But this was awesome, and I want to see a sequel from him. And also, he's an effects guy that's worked on some of Joe Bagos's films like VFW and Bliss. So shout out to him for, you know, taking a step outside of just doing effects and directing stuff too. I think that's pretty badass. And this was a hit for me. So do a sequel, man. I'd be down for it.
You know what it reminded me of was the Creep films.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Lot. Like Lady, yeah. Kind of like Lady Creep.
yeah, Lady Creep, basically. Yeah, Pugs, what did you think of Superhost?
Well, comparing it to Creep, yeah, that's good fucking call.
similar vibe. Yeah,
yeah. I did not like the fucking cuck and his bitch girlfriend, so I have a hard time sympathizing with the people we're supposed to, you know, support.
We were supposed to sympathize
with. Yeah, them. I
would imagine, but I was on Rebecca's side the entire time. I'm like, get these motherfuckers. She's amazing. She made this whole movie for me. I really enjoyed it. I'm also down for a sequel. I just want more Rebecca. She was cool as fuck, and I liked the ending a lot. So, yeah, nothing but high praise for me. I think it's great.
The awkward humor was pretty funny, where she just kind of go into a trance. Yeah. She got
that weird stare down. Yeah. Where I'm uneasy.
Do you guys remember that meme, like from a while back, where it was like the psycho girlfriend? That's who she reminds me to her to a fucking T. So, I mean, if that's what she was channeling, she did it perfect.
I hope she looked at that. Like, she pulled up her meme at the mirror and she's running her lines before she goes to set.
Just sitting there like.
Yeah, no, she 100% killed it in this. I mean, she makes the movie. Like you said, the other characters aren't very likable, but I kind of think that's where they were going with it, but maybe not. Maybe we're older, so we go the other way.
Yeah.
Like I remember Gracie, what is it?
Gillum.
Yeah. She was also on Z Nation. She was a regular on that.
Yeah.
So, I was familiar with their work, but I mean,
isn't she a Disney person too?
Yeah, she was like a Disney kid and something, I think.
You're right, she got out right on.
Dan, I don't want to know why you know that.
Research, sir.
Oh,
I love Disney. Haven't you listened to the podcast before?
It's research, Your Honor.
Now I'm thrown off. Yeah, I really
twists and turns. You're cool with?
Yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting going in. I kind of got that vibe. Krueger liked it going in, so I was like, okay, this may be something I'll like. And yeah, I fucking loved it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of those films. I don't think it's going to register with everybody. It has a very specific, again, Creep all the way if you like Creep. Yeah. But it has a very specific, like, awkward kind of humor. to it. It actually worked for me. I would also, not exactly the same tone, but if you like Scare Me, which was also different, and actually that one's grown on me quite a bit. I just actually bought the Blu-ray finally of that.
I think that was excellent.
It is. And you know what? I appreciated it even more when I watched it again. I was like, you know, this is totally different from anything else that's out there right now. And this also, you wouldn't really necessarily expect to get the gore and the kills with this, but it's not packed with it, of course. It's not a lot of characters to die, but what we do get is pretty brutal, one scene in particular. And this was a ride. I really enjoyed it. I didn't dislike him. I don't know if he was a cuck, Pug.
Oh, he was totally.
I said a simp. A simp.
You said cuck.
No, you did said I cuck, go? But
well, I mean,
he was a cuck too. He was a cuck too. That motherfucker definitely sits in the closet and jerks off like other people fuck his wife.
That wasn't in the movie though. But
deleted scenes.
Yeah, that was on their OnlyFans version of their social media.
Yeah, right. You know they had to have one.
Oh, well, that's the sequel. Done.
What is the difference between a simp and a cuck? Educate me. I've heard that term. And I don't know what.
Well, a cuck, you're familiar.
I know what a cuck.
Well, yeah.
You just asked me. Don't raise your voice. See, and a simp is just someone that like does anything that bitch. Well, it could be a female simp too, but it's just you submit. You're submissive. But you're like overly submissive. I will do whatever you want. Here's a fucking napkin. I'll wipe your mouth for you. Here comes the fucking airplane.
Yeah. So that's Dan in a relationship.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself, Todd.
In the mouth from earlier.
Bugs out.
We're getting there.
But I will say, Gracie Gillum, I can see by the time we do our end of the year show, I'm sure she will come up again because I thought that was a great performance. I'd like to see her in more stuff. It didn't occur to me until like halfway through. I'm like, where did I know this girl? And then Z Nation kicked in, which I know we're at least Todd and I are big fans. I don't know if you guys have watched Z Nation.
I still need to watch the last season, but other than that,
yeah.
I need to check it out.
Oh, real quick, homeboy Indie Phantom said simp is a bottom.
So. I think it's a little more. It's a little more complex, but for Dan, that works.
That works. I didn't know.
Well, no, because Dan's gonna use it wrong now.
You haven't really explained a difference. So, simp is non-sexual, basically.
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
It's basically being a little bitch for your hoe. That's all it is. I'm just trying to make it as simple as. Oh, baby, you want me to do this? I'm on it. Ooh, I got you. Captain Save a Hoe is what we called it in my day.
And that has a little more class, though, Todd.
It is.
It wasn't PC back in the 60s. What can we say? But anyways.
It would be a hard F today.
But yeah, no, I really do like this. I look forward to buying it on Blu-ray when it comes out. Yeah. It is on Shudder. Hopefully. And if you guys don't have Shudder, you should be getting it around now because October and, well, September too is stacked. So get Shudder, $5.99. It's well worth it. So, all right, I guess we'll go ahead and rate it 0 to 5 stars. What say you, Kruger?
I am a 3.5 out of 5, and there's definitely maybe some room to grow. I do want to watch it again. And like I said before, please, let's get a sequel. We need more slashers that have sequels to them, and this, I think, would be perfect. So let's make it happen just like it happened with Creep.
Fuck yeah. I am also a 3.5. I was going back and forth between 3.5 and 4, but I think 3.5 is fair because Creep does take the cake in a situation like this.
Yeah, I'm a 3.5 as well. I think it's a really good movie. Not quite a classic, but I do. I really love it. I will watch it again, and I will pair it up with Creep for a theme night. And Creep 2, for that matter. Todd, what say you?
I'm just looking at... I'm trying not to turn this into a whole simp discussion, but it's not necessarily submissive, as Whip Zen said.
Hmm. Oh, weak it, male it, beta? Oh, yeah. That was
it's a pimping term. It goes back to that. Like for wrestling jargon, it's almost like Mark. So
I use old terms. I don't know.
We'll do a Patreon video on the whole thing.
You called me an old term off camera, I know.
But yeah, I mean it
Did not.
Okay, I'm a four. There we go. I'm gonna keep going.
Oh, four of the five from Utah. All right.
All right. Yeah. So that is Superhost. Check that out on Shudder. Yeah. And all right, our next film is from our childhood heroes at Full Moon, Baby Oopsie, from writer-director William Butler. And in this one, Sybil Pittman is a meek and mild-mannered doll collector whose one joy in life is restoring old dolls. Harassed by local kids, co-workers, and her abusive stepmother, Sybil finds her demoralizing life takes a murderous turn with the arrival of the mysterious Baby Oopsie doll. All right, so the tone and look of this is totally different from Demonic Toys. I know a lot of people were really hitting this one kind of hard when the trailer came out and they saw, you know, the look of Baby Oopsie totally different. Going in, I was really curious. I know they casted TikTok, which I know what TikTok is, so I'm not that old.
We're on TikTok.
I am not on TikTok. Oh, we are. Yes,
We are on TikTok.
I'm going to put this on TikTok right now.
What is a simp on TikTok? Justin
Daniel Armistead.
What are you doing?
We have Justin Armistead, who plays Ray Ray.
I fucking love him. I'm not even going to lie.
Shout out to Jay the Stingray, who explained to me who Justin Armistead is, and I have seen a couple videos. Let's just say a very odd cast, which works for the movie. Because, again, I always put over the late 90s Full Moon films like Hideous and, films like Hideous, Bad Channels, Blood Dolls, Sideshow. I love all that. It was very unique stuff at a time that we weren't getting those types of movies in that scream wave, post-scream wave. And so this is a different vibe, but it's still got that weird Full Moon vibe. And I think the casting actually helped it. Libby Higgins as Sybil Pittman really played a good loser type character. And it did a good job of building up the wanting to see a lot of these people bumped off in horrific ways. Baby Oopsie looks different. It's very low tech, but hey, looks like a creepy doll. I didn't have a problem with it. I get it. Purists are going to want it to look like it looked in Demonic Toys, but let's be honest. Things have evolved with Full Moon. Some of the Puppet Master movies don't look the same anymore either. So, you know, I just rolled with it for what it was. And I had a good time with it. It's that weird Full Moon feel that I loved as a kid, although now for like no money at all, but it worked. And good one-liners by the baby, who was voiced by a lady, actually, this time. Jill Bartlett, who voiced Baby Oopsie. I would have liked to have seen them cash a check for Gary Busey to do it, but
fuck yeah.
But that didn't happen. I laughed. This movie does what it's supposed to do. If you think it looks dumb, you're probably not gonna like it. It's one of those simple cases where, you know, but it did for me what I expected for this type of movie. Pugs, what did you think of Baby Oopsie?
I actually really enjoyed it. I really liked what's his name? Ray Ray. I want a spinoff. I want to see what he does. I want to see him watching the doll show. He's a great guy. For me though, this felt more along the lines of like the Littlest Reich mixed with like Uncle Peckerhead. That type of smoothness brought to Full Moon, which is great. I think it's a cool update. I fucking loved what's her name? Libby.
Sybil.
Oh my God, I forget that. I think your real name's Libby. Either way, Sybil is fucking sweetheart. I wanted to beat the shit out of those two dudes that were giving her a hard time. I'm like, you fucking kidding me? Why would you? Why? Leave her alone. So yeah, I felt sympathetic for the protagonist, and I loved her. Baby Oopsie, that baby is a good thing to keep around and keep people in check. So I had a blast with this. This is not, put a smile on my face throughout the whole fucking runtime.
I want a shirt that says "Get ready to die in the name of Satan."
Well, we can do that.
Somebody needs to make that happen. Kruger, what did you think of Baby Oopsie?
Seeing the trailer, I actually thought this looked like a lot of fun, and it didn't necessarily meet my expectations, but the one thing that really bothered me was there's just generic rock music just playing throughout the whole fucking movie.
Hey, that cost money to get real music.
It was making me want to bash my head in. It gave me PTSD back to Pool Party Massacre because it was like the same type of stock music, and it freaked me the fuck out. I did like Sybil a lot, though. She was probably my favorite thing about the movie, and you know, I was definitely sympathetic towards her character, and especially with how close she's, you know, ready just to fucking snap because everybody's just a douchebag to her. So I definitely want to see Libby Higgins in more stuff because, you know, like I said, she was the highlight for me. The story, yeah, it's super cheesy and over the top. I mean, it works for the tone, but not all the comedy necessarily worked for me. Once Baby Oopsie came to life and started murdering people, though, I did like some of what we got. I just think some of the pacing in between the kills kind of hurt the movie for me. But the kills weren't awful. There was actually one kill I liked quite a bit. But that being said, there was definitely room for improvement as well. And I really wasn't into the final act. There's this twist that, I don't know, it just didn't do anything for me. I think you guys ended up liking it a little bit more than me for that part. But so overall, I'd say if you're into super cheesy, low budget stuff, Ginger Dead Man and stuff like that, check it out. I'm not really a fan of Ginger Dead Man. But this is definitely better than that. And, you know, I say if you're into low, super micro budget, you know, over the top cheesy shit, give it a look.
How come you're not yelling at him like he did me when he disrespected Ginger Man?
Well,
he's growing some balls today.
Ginger Dead Man, Passion of the Crust is a national treasure.
I think if Kruger got to the second one, he might. I don't know. The human.
No.
A cookie gets oh my God. Crucified.
It's meta horror, Dan. We could add that one.
Boom. Book it.
I'm not going to deny it. I love those
movies. Well, we might fight over this one later. I should probably say mine. I'm actually, I think we're a step below the last few Full Moon Things. While I still had fun with it, I don't think it was as good as the last couple things they did. But that said,
after Masonic U, what did they do?
Let Me In. What was
it? Yeah, it was that weird, succubus looking one.
There was another one too. I think there's two. Oh,
okay. Yeah, Miskatonic U was one.
Yeah, Miskatonic U was. I actually like that
because
yeah.
We had that switch of cube. I may just be thinking of the last two. Then
this is a different style.
Though. It is.
Yeah, this is.
It is closer to Ginger Dead Man, I think, than what they had been doing, which I like. Don't get me wrong. It's kind of like a cross, which actually, you know, I rewatched the original films before. And tone-wise, it actually isn't that different from, the last one. Demonic Toys 2 is garbage. I watched it again. I tried. But, no, so this is – I liked it, but I wanted to love it, I think.
It, you know, production value-wise, you're kind of in that Full Moon era where, you know, the Urban label, that where they had, the horrible Dr. Bones and stuff like that. But I think this is actually a lot better than those movies, which – most people kind of consider kind of a low point for Full Moon. And although I did like some, I thought Ragdoll was ridiculous and fun, but I don't know. The weirdness worked for it. I don't know if there were any other TikTok actors, but that certainly helped this film. And yeah, you know, it's not for everybody, but I had fun. And yeah.
I see Ginger Dead Man on your wall there, Dan, with Gary Busey.
Right, that on. Is Gary Busey. Yes, I met him, and as I was sitting down to take a picture with him, somebody like had walked by and snapped a photo, and he started freaking out. It's like, no, he has to pay, and he wanted the agent to chase the guy down. As like, and then he like turns to me, he's like, sorry, one second, and he's like, he has to pay. And it's like the agent's like, do you want me to chase him?
Yeah, go get him. That's what I fucking paid you for. Don't make me bite you.
He's legitimately insane. He walked down to the Monster Mania dinner and took the ice cream like boat, which was meant for everybody at the celebrity dinner, in his bathrobe, and he took it up to his room. Just left. Didn't.
That's a gangster move.
Didn't say anything. Malcolm McDowell was there, and he's like, isn't that for everyone? You know, it was just, it was hilarious.
Now you know why.
Do you want to do something, Clockwork?
I mean, now you know why Meatloaf flipped the fuck out on his ass. Dude, that's the celebrity boxing fight that needs to happen. Meatloaf versus fucking Gary Busey. But I don't know. I mean, Gary Busey may die if he takes any more brain damage.
That would be a squash. I think Meatloaf would kill him. Unless he
has a fucking heart attack from all the rage.
What was funny is that screaming clip. It was actually Meatloaf's fault. He just lost the thing that he was accused.
I know. That's the best part though, because Gary's already done so much shit that you just think he's the one that's up to everything.
And then Busey has that one line. He's like, "I told you," and he's like, "Shut the fuck up." That's the best part.
Why don't we? We need to rate this bitch
0 to 5 stars, guys. And like I always remind people with these types of movies, I rate them for this type of film. So you know, if it's a higher rating, I'm not, as I always say, comparing it to The Exorcist or something like that.
You'll need to explain yourself.
I give it a 3.5. It's a lot of fun. If it looks stupid to you, you won't like it. It's really that simple with this one. Pugs, what say you?
This is another one I was going back and forth for, but I'm going to give it a 3.5. Yeah, it's fun. I smiled the whole fucking time. I can't lie. Both episodes, I guess.
I am a 2 out of 5.
I am a 3 out of 5. Okay. Still liked it, just I was expecting a little more.
All right. That is Baby Oopsie. So moving on to our next film, which is from the director duo of Chris Beirute and Connor Martin, and that is Shelter in Place. And for this one, when a global pandemic limits the possibility of travel, a honeymooning couple gets stranded at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, where a skeleton staff of 2 employees tend to them. When tensions escalate amidst a forced lockdown, it becomes apparent that there is far more to fear at the storied hotel than just cabin fever. So this was a film that was obviously shot during the actual lockdown and in California. There's a lot of interesting.
Pretty sure not in the actual Roosevelt Hotel.
I would assume not. But they did get a good location. I didn't have any issues buying that it was the Roosevelt Hotel. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever stayed there. I don't think I have or been there.
Looked like a Holiday Inn or something generic.
Walked inside. But,
yeah. But, you know, solid production values. I enjoyed the actors. Did not care so much for the look of the film. It looks, very modern and not in a good way for me. It held my interest to a degree. I was a little bit curious about the mystery. Obviously, they get there and the maid and I guess you would call him the butler, janitor, whatever. And he... I was curious what was going on, obviously acting really weird. I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? Is this going to be, you know, something supernatural? Is this, you know, what's happening here? That's the good part that I can say about it. You really get the sense that this was thrown together probably pretty quick and shot. It kind of was like an improv thing. because of what was going on. I appreciated a little bit of the history they tried to inject there with, you know, the first Academy Awards being held there and all of that stuff. It kind of falls apart. It doesn't really go anywhere particularly compelling for me. If they had ended stronger, I think I could have more to say about it. I mean, I won't spoil anything, but it gets a little, I don't know, convoluted. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm alone, though. Kruger, what did you think?
Like you already said, the production value for this was pretty good. And it is a decent looking film. I also thought the soundtrack actually was pretty decent too. The acting too, not, you know, no real weak areas or anything like that. The main characters in the couple, they were just so obnoxious, and I fucking didn't really like either one of them at all. You want to talk about actually like a real cuck, is this fucking guy. And I did actually like Ty, the hotel manager, though, and the mystery to him and, you know, the maid and what happens, you know, with the characters towards the end. I actually liked some of those scenes that we got there. And, you know, the mystery to the story is probably one of the best things about it. But what we did get at the end, I mean, the movie's kind of such a slow pace that you're really hoping for it to pay off really well. And I thought the payoff was a little lackluster. I mean, it was shot during the pandemic, so they obviously, you know, probably had some restrictions on what they could do and what they could pull off with the budget and all, you know, the hectic time it must have been filming this fucking thing during that. But it just, I don't know, it left me with more unanswered questions than, you know, the stuff I wanted answered by the end of it. But it could be left up for interpretation too. So it just didn't hit for me fully at the end. So overall, you know, it's not terrible. But I think if it would have paid off with the ending, we would have got like actually something decent, but because it doesn't pay off in the end, it's below average for me.
Yeah. You could, the maid and the butler character, I was kind of like, what, I mean, again, I don't want to give anything away, but I thought they left a lot unanswered there and why certain things went down. Plugs, what did you think?
Real quick, Todd was trying to say something.
Yeah, but I don't know if I should wait to ask it till after you go.
Up to you.
My question, well, I don't know if you liked it or not, Pug, so, but I'll let them answer and you can answer when you start. Do you think this would have been, you would have received this better if, say, this was the first film that came out of the pandemic?
Like, oh, yeah, for sure, probably.
Versus Corona Zombies,
yeah,
which is fucking awesome. And from Full Moon, just pointing that one out.
It's well, no host, though.
Well, see,
it's that, not.
See, for me, like, it's not, like, I wasn't crazy about the host, so it's really not that far off from that. I mean, it's not on the same level, but I don't think it's that far off from something like that. And I think if we would have got it right around that time, I think people would have praised this probably better for the, you know, effort that they put forth. I think it's just we've seen so many things that have already come out during that have been so way more impressive than this, I guess.
Yeah. Pugs?
Had it been the first one, sure. I think it would have been well received. But, like, again, there's better ones out there. What's that, Bird Song or whatever the fuck it was?
Well, yeah.
Songbird.
Look who's in the cast, so just well, come on still.
I mean, anyway, but yeah, this was okay. I don't feel like I again, this is my problem with having protagonists I don't care about, because like they were annoying. He's an asshole. She's a needy bitch, but for reasons. And I'm just like, fuck both of you. Let's just hang out with the maid because she's pretty and fun. So, yeah, the story wise, seen it done better.
Don't you think it's an accurate representation of people that age, though, now?
That might be the problem. So, you know what? You just gained an extra half point in my score for doing that. It's okay. I say check it out. Watch it. Check it out. See if you like it. But don't go in with low expectations. like, if I don't want to, I'll wait for spoilers because it's not, well, I can give this. It's kind of like Superhost, except that one I had a really good time with. This one, I was just like, well, I killed some time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anything to add, Dan, before we rate it?
Not really. It this is a movie that probably could have been salvaged by a strong ending. I like the actors, not the characters, maybe not as much. Why is she complaining about the guy's mustache? Let the man have his fucking mustache.
What is? Because that's what women do, Dan.
Well, not all women. Women like mustaches.
No. I'm saying they complain. Oh. Sorry, I'm generalizing. I don't want to alienate our one female Patreon.
Ladies.
Not all of them. I am generalizing. Not all.
Kick
all
the shit out of Todd.
I'm married.
I complain. So.
So, yeah, I don't know. It could have fixed it with a good ending, but as it stands, I didn't love it. But, hey, let's go ahead and rate it. 0 to 5 stars. I'm a 1.5. It held my interest enough to finish it. Didn't love the final product.
So they can literally stick on the box better than Candyman. Flesh Root Ridge.
Hey, better than Nia DaCosta's Candyman by 1.5 stars.
I can't co-sign on that, but right on. I'll go. I think it's a 2.
Yeah, I'm with you, Pugs. I'm a 2 out of 5 as well.
I'm a 2.5. I'm in the middle. I didn't. My problem is being at the Roosevelt. There's so much potential, so that already kicked it back for me. So would have just been, you know, because they really didn't need it there, other than to say the first Academy Awards were held there. Really,
One thing that I did think was interesting, because I mean, obviously, I wasn't in a hotel during the whole thing, so it was kind of cool to see the like. Well, this part is, you know, walled off sort of deal. I really had no idea how hotels were running.
You could just watch Jersey Shore and they'll show you that whole thing.
Oh, I don't.
2 seasons have been stuck in a hotel.
I can't. Candyman might be better than that.
Don't make me go off on you like you did me for an unreasonable reason. You're discouraging your own people from getting paid.
All right. So we'll move on to our final film of the evening, which is getting a whole lot of coverage right now. And
is it?
A lot of passionate reviews on this one. The Trouble with Being Born from director Sandra Wallner. This is a German-Austrian co-production. And in this one, Ellie is an android programmed with memories that mean everything to her owner, but nothing to her. The story of a machine and the ghosts we all carry within us.
Wait, real quick, Dan. I'm just going to say this real quick. If you say A24 vibes, I'm going to punch you in the face when I see you. That's it.
What's wrong with aspiring to be the greatest?
I'm just telling you.
A24 vibes.
Okay, now you get punched in the face. Nick Kruger's going to suplex you.
Why? I'll count. 2-on-1's not fair. You need at least 3 to take me.
I know.
You need all 3 of you.
Okay, then. I was going to rip now. Get the leg drop.
That R strength might be a motherfucker.
But, all right. So, yes, sci-fi film, obviously. And this one was so controversial. The Melbourne International Film Festival, and I'm dancing around some spoilers that I think probably a lot of people have heard of. They kicked it out because they kicked it out of the festival because they thought that it would entice a certain kind of monster. And now
they're out there. They'll find something else.
Now I will say, this is not an extreme film. This is not like a Serbian film or something like that where you're bombarded with super graphic imagery. There are 2 scenes in particular, though, that are just about as disturbing as you'd see in there. Not, you know, one is actually graphic. Now, it's I'm dancing around things. It was accomplished much like I'm trying not to give it away.
Yeah, this should have just been Patreon.
the way you direct certain
the way you frame a shot
with a young actor.
There you go.
You know, it's not gonna traumatize them. And there was computer generated stuff around that. So it's still like, hey, it's still a gut punch, and this is a powerful movie. I thought that Lena Watson was fantastic. Had to go through a whole range of emotions for being an android. And man, this was rough. This one is this movie shakes you, and it's not pleasant at all. But I do think it's a great film. My God, is it compelling? You have to be in that right frame of mind. It doesn't make you feel very good for sure, and it's not supposed to. I'll say a little bit more later, but Pugs, what did you think?
Well, most importantly, I was impressed with the framing, because I'm like, how can you shoot something like this? Oh, this is how. So fucking right on to that. This was way more sci-fi and weird than I thought it was going to be. But that's totally cool. I was telling the guys earlier, I've got some like under the skin vibes. So if you like that movie, I suggest checking this out with a very strong trigger warning. I am glad I felt so uncomfortable, because I make a lot of jokes. So I'm like, I'm still all talk, which is great. Cause there's one scene. I know Dan said there's two, but there's one that had me going, my jaw dropped. Oh. Is that and I don't. Yeah, we'll talk about it in spoilers, because I was like, "Holy shit, they're really showing that." That's fucking holy cow, right on. And then the like, because like this movie can be cut into two parts. The second part, it's still weird. That's where it gets extra weird and not as uncomfortable. So I'm like I'm dancing around certain things. I really like this movie. It's not the movie that I wanted in my head. I got to read the book now. This is not for everybody. I understand why it was banned, because, you know, it does invite those type of monsters to see this.
Yeah. Which is not fair in a way, but you know, it's because they'll just find either. Something else.
But I do think it's important for people to see this and realize like, oh, that guy looks normal and he was doing this weird ass shit. You know, monsters are out there. This film, though, I want to recommend it to everybody. So if you know me, I will recommend it to you. But if you know me, you'll be like, no, because there's a girl at work that I like, oh, you should watch this movie. And ever since the Serbian film, she won't take any of my recommendations. And I think this is going to be the same fucking thing.
Did you just trick her with it? She had no idea what it was.
No, I told her. She was like, no, that's not true.
So she got you a liar and you proved her you were.
I mean, she didn't think I was going to, that movie was extreme as I was explaining it. And I was like, not the way I'm explaining it, but she's like, you undersold it. I was like, no, I didn't.
This one's definitely sci-fi drama with an emphasis on the drama. If you like films like Marjorie Prime with John Hamm, that's another great one. Less
John Hamm. Yeah, oh no, really? I was thinking of Armie Hammer. Never mind.
Ham has not eaten anyone.
Neither has Army. He just talks about it.
He just likes to eat people.
But yeah, that one scene in particular, we'll talk about in spoilers. My jaw dropped. I'm like, fuck. That's a classy way to do it, but fuck me.
I want a Cannibal Holocaust remake just to get Army Hammer in there, because you could totally get him now. I mean, Kruger, what did you think of Trouble with Being Born?
My first problem with this movie is the cinematography. There was like a lot of shots that are just super dark, and like, that's fine for a couple of scenes, but they went through that way too fucking much. And it was really like bothering the shit out of me that I couldn't like make out what the fuck was going on. I know that's for artistic purpose, but didn't work for me at all. I'll say the robot in this, she's fucking creepy as fuck. And is very unsettling anytime, you know, it's on screen with its lifeless look in its face. I mean, it fucking is going to make you extremely uncomfortable. also the other characters that we get, you know, just the whole story is fairly just disturbing and just really eerie. I can't really go into detail without spoiling anything, but
we're going to talk more about this one. Yeah.
If there's one thing I'll say, this movie is fucking eerie as fuck. And,
That's a good word, eerie.
The story is just so fucking bizarre, and the weird relationship between this robot and its owner. I mean, it's confusing at first, and then when you realize what the fuck is going on and things start going a certain way, you get extremely uncomfortable, to say the least. And, you know, that's definitely the film's intention, so it accomplishes that really fucking well. But about midway through this movie, stuff for me started to really drag, and we started to focus on these other characters that and the story that we got, like, towards like the, I wouldn't say maybe the middle, maybe like the around the third act. The story just fizzled out for me. I was like, everything that we got before was so much more interesting than what we got now. And I'm like, man, maybe if this stuff was at the beginning of the movie and then we ended with all this shocking shit, it would have worked better for me. But it just, having all that shit in my head as this other stuff is going on, I mean, it's not even comparable to, you know, how strong the story was for me. So I don't know. Overall, I can't really say I like this. I definitely don't recommend it if you're sensitive to any taboo, perverse things. Do not fucking watch this film. So trigger warning big time on this motherfucker, even more so than the Serbian film. I'll even say that, because at least in the Serbian film, you kind of know what you're getting into there. And it's the same tone throughout the movie. This is just, I don't know, this shit punches you in the balls, makes you uncomfortable as fuck. So know that going in. But if you're a glutton for punishment, by all means, just know you will never be fucking clean after you watch it.
Rexon, forever unclean.
All right, so I agree with Kruger. They lost me on the second half. It was too sci-fi for me. I would have rather watched that dumb sci-fi show I tried to watch.
Raised by Wolves is awesome. Raised by Wolves is so much
better. Yeah. Like, it's one of those things, like, cool. I'm glad I watched it. I'll never watch it again unless I really want to torture someone.
Yeah, fuck.
But we're not going the whole thing. We'll get out of that
point. Dude, Ozzy, we need to, dude, live patron fucking watch along with Ozzy.
But Trauma first, the Chilean horror film. That has to happen.
Yeah, it's his home team. But we should do a double feature. Just act like he's on an airplane and duct tape him to the seat.
We might have. I don't want to be
on camera. I want a zoom shot on his face the whole time.
We're gonna have to get like those Clockwork Orange things. Yeah. And stick him with his fucking eyes. I mean, we might as well just throw some LSD in there while we're at it. Fuck his ass up.
Ozzy watches fucked up shit. Start requesting it on the Patreon, guys.
So that's a no for you, Todd? Not really?
Yeah. I mean, there was disturbing shit in it, which, you know, is always, you know, cool. Yeah. But I didn't love it. I think this might have been the case, Pugs. You overhyped it to me. Because you, like...
I understand. Well, as it was pitched to me. And... the first half hour or so, that's what we got. So I can't complain too much, but yeah, it was way more sci-fi than I thought it was going to be, which is my bad. Cause you know, it's a fucking Android.
You just read half the description and we're like, yes,
sold.
It's essentially a ghost story. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's these people just repeating the same thing again. I'm dancing around stuff, but kind of going down the same, roots, and it's sad. It's just a sad, depressing movie. I actually think it's a really good one. It's just a lot of people are not going to want to subject themselves to it, and that's
totally, understandably
totally understandable. Yeah. But I mean, the acting I think was fantastic from everybody. So yeah, if you're in the mood to, and I'll recommend some other movies that I thought might give it away if I go there, but that you may want to watch too. Just, but again,
I'm curious of what you're going to say.
Don't say we didn't warn you. One I think would be obvious, but maybe
not. Dan didn't warn you. Just remember.
So, all right, because I think we are going to talk about this one in our spoiler segment. Any closing thoughts before I do the promotion, and then we'll get into our spoilers.
Well, we should probably rate it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot to show the poster too. So there it is.
There's the poster. Yeah. Yes.
Does it look like what we watch? Well.
Yeah. Okay. It's a scratch and sniff poster too. If you scratch it, it smells like sunscreen and cigarettes.
Which, by the name, which by the way, is the name of our Blog Talk version of this episode.
Perfect.
Back in the day when we used to name our episodes. Yes.
So 0 to 5 stars. I have to give this at least 4. Will I watch it again anytime soon? No, but it's a 4-star movie. It's great. It's just, it does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, for me, I want to give it a 5 so fucking bad, but I can't. It's a 4.5, and I will definitely be rewatching this because I am just glad I can still get uncomfortable. So, fuck yeah.
It made me uncomfortable too. So, that tells me something. That is hard now. Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 2 out of 5. Definitely not going to be revisiting this probably ever. So,
and Todd.
2.5.
Okay. There you go. In the middle. I think most are going to be with you guys. A lot are just going to be like, oh, this fucking movie. So,
yeah, but mine's for a totally different reason.
My reason is not for that. My reason is just I think the story could have been told.
Early for you.
Yeah, it peaks too early and then drags the rest of the way for me.
You know, that's good. It gives you time to stop, reset, and recharge, and then finish the movie.
No, more like stop, vomit some fucking water. Well, I was saying call my fucking therapist, do some drugs, drink some alcohol, then turn the movie back on.
Yeah, the sci-fi thing's what killed it for me. It was that just.
Yeah, well. All right, so guys,
when we come out of the spoiler wall, though, I would like to say the first thing because I
sure
the what drop my jaw. So Dan,
okay,
please.
All right, so guys, we are getting ready here for Slashtober and our tournament part 2, Slashtober part 2 this Halloween. We're over halfway through. Halfway exactly through September, so we're gonna have content every single day, sometimes twice a day in October. So stay tuned to the channel. The Slashtober part 2 tournament is going to be awesome.
Starts and October 1st. That's the first day.
October 1st. Yeah, you'll
be
seeing
first of the month.
You'll be seeing us every single day. And also patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Again, thank you, Brandy, for supporting us. And
thank you all the rest, too.
For just $1.
And the rest.
For just $1, you can support us as well. It all starts at just $1. And fleshwoundfeatures.com. That has links to the merchandise, the shirts, all that good stuff. And what else do we have here? Horror Cartel Fleshwound Radio Facebook group. Join that. We are Fleshwound Radio on Twitter. We have a very active Discord, so get on there as well. I know, shout out Ben Grimm in the chat. I know you're on our Discord. And Twitch, TikTok. We're on it all, so you can find us everywhere.
I just posted a new TikTok while the show was on.
There you go. So, I may have to create a TikTok. God damn it.
You're already on it.
Well, yes. We are. Create a separate one. We collab with Ray Ray.
It's about simping.
Simping ain't easy. There's another shirt.
There's Dan's song.
I think Dan just thinks he created that too. That's what's even funnier.
By the way, director Brandon Christensen said in the chat, for the record, he's a simp, not a cuck. So you were right. I think it was you, Pugs.
I originally wanted to say simp. I may have said cuck. Okay. Either way, he's one of those.
Yeah, see, there we go.
Thanks for checking it out, Brandon. You're awesome.
Yes. I guess we want to go to spoilers. Sorry. Do we have anything else before I hit the warning? No. All right, here we go.
All All right, guys. Okay. Where do you want to start? I guess. Well,
wait. There was one thing Pug said, and that was, "Let me have the first word when we come out of spoilers." And Dan just started talking.
Oh, if we're going to that movie,
it's fine. Right. I was supposed to go first for the review too, but it didn't matter. But look, I don't give a shit. The part where I dropped my jaw is when it registered as when what the dad was doing. So as he pulls the tongue out, I was like, "Oh, it's an Android problem. He's probably trying to fix something." And then the leg spread open, and he pulls something out, and he walks over to the faucet. I'm just like, he's washing it out like a fucking sex doll. That's fucking crazy. So my jaw, that's what dropped my jaw. I was like,
me, same here.
Fucking A. Are you really watching this?
That was, oh my Christ. I was like, fuck.
And then the framing of when homegirl has the robe on and she disrobes in front of her dad. Fucking brilliant. Like, I don't condone this type of activity, but like, if that's how you're going to capture it for a film, this is exactly how you do it. Because I would not know how to shoot something like this. It's fucking creepy and dirty. So, yeah. Jaw dropping.
I mean, obviously, you know. I mean, I knew going in that, yeah, this was featured, that kind of abuse. So it's like, oh, it's so uncomfortable. That first half of the movie is just like, oh, Jesus.
And there's a moment where he's dancing with his daughter in the pool. That should be so fucking innocent, but with the fucking routine we've been going through, I'm like, oh, bro. And I know it's an Android, but it still represents a child, you dirty motherfucker.
A child.
Your daughter, by the way.
A child that he obviously did this to and ran away. So, you know, there's that to consider. It's like,
that's where I was going to. Yeah. Yeah, fucking A. And I did like the old lady just relived her childhood and she fucking pushed back.
The one part that did kind of like make me laugh was when the kid like went to bed with the old lady and she's like, "Don't even try it" or some shit. I'm like, "Oh my god."
Yeah. Man, just uncomfortable. And I am glad it made me feel that. So,
yeah, hey, yeah, that's the intent and it works. Yeah. God damn. And again, I talked earlier about like once we get to our end of the year stuff, I'm sure, although, you know, this is sci-fi, but I kind of have to put this in the horror genre in a way too, because it makes you as uncomfortable as any horror movie.
I'd argue that because other movies can make you uncomfortable, Dan. They don't have to be a genre picture to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true. But nonetheless, it has a hell of a power to it.
You were going to recommend some movies like that are like.
Oh, yeah. Mysterious Skin is one that I would throw out because I was alluding to that movie got criticized a lot for the scene that they shot with the kid. And later when you realize how these shots were gotten, you know, the kids are not. You know, you have to understand how a movie works. And Mysterious Skin also made a star out of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And holy shit, is that a powerful movie and painful to watch. Different, not a sci-fi film, but.
Have you seen Hound Dog?
I think so.
What's her name? I Am Sam Girl.
Robin Wright?
No, the little girl.
Maybe not. I know that name. It was a long time ago.
There's a rape scene in it, and she's a fucking child, but like they film it. This was filmed better because over there it's like you don't really need to get that fucking gross with it. Mind you, they weren't both on set, and like you can tell, which is kind of good, I guess. Yeah, but yeah, like I forgot why I brought that up. Oh, you were comparing other things. Yeah, I think this is better.
There's a lot of comments about this movie, like about the actors, and I'm just saying that's not entirely fair. Also, a woman directed this, by the way, so I'm sure extra care was.
And it's a different culture.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Sandra Wallner.
Where's this from?
I feel. Fuck you, Todd. But
I asked a question.
Austrian German co-production.
The Dans.
They're not the Dans, but yeah. So yeah, Mysterious Skin, if you haven't watched that, that's actually even better. That's a classic film, but ooh, Jesus Christ.
Was anybody else uneasy when the dad was shopping for that dress?
I was uneasy the whole time he was on screen.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. But like, you're taking your shit in public. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So,
and what happened to the mom? Like, there's a lot of unanswered questions. I'm going to read the book and find out like how different it is.
Yeah, I would be curious because I'm sure it elaborates a lot more. I wish it might be a little too.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll pull you guys in.
Any other spoilers on this one?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Glad I saw it.
I don't have any for Shelter in Place. I don't know if anyone else does.
I don't either.
More me.
For Baby Oopsie, I liked when Baby Oopsie hacked off the stepmom's nose and then got her with the drill in the temple. I thought that was the one kill I was talking about that I liked a lot. That's all I got for that one. And then for Superhost, the kill on Barbara Crampton's character was pretty cool. I forgot I was going to do it before the show, but I totally forgot. I wanted to go back to see if it was CGI because it kind of looked like it may have been. When the blade, because I think it was like under her chin and it came out like her cheekbone, and I thought the blade may have been CGI, but I didn't double check.
It looked it. I didn't go back and check it, but it did look.
Sometimes it could just be like that though, because they polish it up with CGI and there is actual practical effect, but just the after effects they do make it look like that. But yeah. I wasn't sure if it was actually practical or not. I'm going to buy the fucking Blu-ray, so hopefully there's a behind-the-scenes or a featurette for the effects. And that one throat slit we got on the wife character was pretty good, too, and nice and bloody. So, I want to see Superhost, too. I think that would be a lot of fun. Maybe have her do her own YouTube channel now. And then like
Spree? That'd be cool.
Yeah, something like that, or like, you know, you just do the way they did it with Creep 2, where you already know.
Wait, time. I haven't watched Creep 2 yet. I know.
Oh,
God.
I know.
The fuck?
I know. And I love the first one. So.
Okay. Well, it's no spoiler. He's returning. He's a returning character.
Okay, I know.
So,
that.
Okay. So going in to, like, I'm saying on the sequel, going in, it'll be cool to know that she's the killer and us seeing the other, you know, knowing what we already know about her and then other people dealing with her in a situation. I think that would be a lot of fun. Yeah. So make it happen, man. I think it would be good. So that's all I got for spoilers.
You guys got anything on that one, Subros? I thought Bugs did.
No.
Oh.
I just hope we see a follow-up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And for the record, the reason I didn't watch Creep 2 was we were supposed to do a show on it, and they kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed, so I just didn't watch it.
Well, hey.
Dan.
Creep 3? Maybe.
Right?
Keep it going.
I hope so. That would be great.
Well, it was supposed to be a trilogy last I remember.
Yeah. Cool. Let's fucking finish this bitch. Todd, you got to get on that before October ends.
I will. I'll check it out. It's a short one, too.
Did you check out Under the Skin?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. That's sci-fi as fuck, too, so be careful.
But it's got Scarlett Johansson.
It does. Of age, too, which is great.
Yes, so that's even better. Yeah, she was in something as like a little kid I was watching. I was confused. I can't remember what it was.
You remember she played the daughter in Eight-Legged Freaks?
That's what I was watching.
Yeah.
But I totally forgot. Okay, well, I guess let's get the hell out of here, Dan.
All right, guys. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again, Brandy, for joining the Patreon. And we will see you again soon. Iris loves you.
Todd?
He threw me off doing it. Good evening. He did
it weird. Stay sick, motherfuckers.
All right, and I'll see you in Disneyland.
Twice. Lori Petty for life.
Sunscreen and cigarettes.